This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is time now for my strawberry letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's paying bills for his cousin. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 6 years, and for the past 10 years, my husband has been taking care of a female that he used to date. When I met him 9 years ago, he said that he was close with a female cousin that lives in Maryland. He said that he hasn't seen her in years, but they talk almost daily. It was strange to me that he's closer to his cousin than he is to his own sister. He said that his relationship with his cousin causes tension between him and his sister because his sister can't stand the cousin. I kept asking to meet her, but he always had excuses. I'll ask who he's texting, and he'll say it's his cousin. If they're FaceTiming, he hangs up when I walk into the room. Honestly, I never thought anything was up with them until I started planning our Christmas trip to his parents' house in Maryland. I told my husband's sister that I want her to work things out with her cousin because life is too short to be hating family members. She told me that the woman is not her cousin. She used to date the woman, and when they broke up, the woman dated her brother, who is my husband. She told me to get my facts straight before I come to her, trying to be a peacemaker. She said that my husband has been paying this girl's rent and car note for years, and she does not live in Maryland. She lives about 10 miles from us. My chest tightened, and I started seeing white stars. I called my husband on the freeway, and he hung up when I asked him about his cousin. He won't talk about it at all, or if I bring it up, he locks himself in our guest bedroom. I want to know what money he's using to pay her bills. Why would he marry me if he's been with her all along? Why won't he tell me what's up? He's just not going to tell you. I mean, she may not be of the family, but she certainly keeps it in the family, this one. First your sister-in-law, then your husband, who is your sister-in-law's brother, of course. I don't even know who does that. She started dating a brother and a sister from the same family. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around that, isn't it? Anyway, I'm glad his sister told you because he certainly wasn't giving up any information. But what a way to find out. I mean, I'm sure that had to hurt you and all of that. Your husband is foul for his lies and deceit. He's taking money out of your household to pay her bills. You've only been married to him for 6 years, but this has been going on for the past 10 years. How has he been able to get away with all of this foolishness for so long, even if he did say it was his cousin? And what is all this locking himself in the guest bedroom about? I mean, he's beyond immature. This man is not ready to be anyone's husband, let alone yours, for 6 years. He can't be trusted with his lies and everything. You deserve way better than a husband who pays another man's bills, another woman's bills, right under your nose. I mean, this is just wrong. I just think, you know, finding out this information, this marriage is over. Steve?
Well, that's the Shirley I know.
Yes, and love, back. And love.
Yeah, just kill this relationship. It is over.
It's dead in the water.
I happen to agree with you on this one. I don't know how this one going to survive this here right here, but well... And here we go with this. I found some real foolishness in this letter. Anyway, your husband been taking care of female that he used to date. Right now, what is the rest of this letter for?
Right.
I can tell you right now, this crazy person I live with, she can't have no letter that start with this and then it continue. Because all this is a wash. My husband is taking care of a female he used to date. Met him 9 years ago. He was close with a female cousin that lives in Maryland. He said he ain't seen her in years, but they talk daily, and it's strange to you because you say he's closer to her cousin than he is his own sister. He said that the relationship with his cousin causes tension between him and his sister because his sister can't stand the cousin. Well, let's move on and find out why. I kept asking him to meet her, but he always had an excuse. I asked him who he texts, and he says cousin. If they FaceTime, and he hang up when I walk in the room. Honestly, I never thought anything was up with them. Really? You kind of slow. Here's a female cousin he talked to all the time. You've been wanting to meet, won't let you meet him, be on FaceTime, hang up when you walk in the room, and you ain't thought nothing? Cousin. Okay. I started planning a Christmas trip to his parents' house. I told my husband, now here we finna find out why there's tension between the cousin and his sister. I told my husband's sister that I want her to work things out with her cousin because life is too short to be hating family members. She told me the woman ain't her cousin. All hell. That calls for all hell. That woman is not my cousin. I used to date her.
Wow.
Oh, hell. They had an affair together. They was in a relationship. The female that your husband is with and his sister was in a relationship. She told me, and then when they broke up, the woman started dating her brother. Who is now your husband? And she told me to get my facts straight before I come trying to be a peacemaker. God, dog.
Okay, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's paying bills for his cousin. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he's paying bills for his cousin.
Well, he's paying bills for his cousin, but we found out in the letter it ain't his cousin. It's a female cousin, and he used to date her. But it looked like they still date. That's what I'm confused. And she didn't know this, but he told her he had a cousin that he's really, really close to, and you thought it was surprising because he's actually closer to her than he is his own sister. And he said, well, the reason that is because they have some tension between them. We found out the reason they have tension between them is because the husband's sister and his female cousin used to date.
Right.
And when they broke up, she started dating her brother, who is your husband. And that's who bills he paying.
Mm-hmm.
He paying the bills. And you're not paying bills because we used to date.
Right, right.
Yeah. Men don't do retro pay. I'm just going to tell that to you.
Say that one more time.
We don't do retro pay. We don't do backup pay. Anyway, I kept asking to meet her.
Anyway.
Always had excuses. Uh-huh. And the reason she found out they was cousins is because she was planning a trip to her husband's parents' house in Maryland and told your husband's sister that I want her to work things out with her cousin because life is too short to be hating family members. She snapped, told me that the woman ain't her cousin, that she used to date the woman, and when they broke up, the woman started dating her brother, who is now your husband.
Yeah.
She told me to get my facts straight before I come to her being a peacemaker. God, dog. But now we have letter after this. Why, I don't know, but we have some more letter, and here we go. She said, my husband has been paying this girl's rent and car note for years, and she don't live in Maryland. She stayed about 10 miles from us. He been over there.
I just
told you we don't do retro pay. We don't send money across state lines. That's a crime.
That's a crime
to send money. Yes, it is. That's mail fraud. That's wire tampering. That's cross line. You can't do that to people. That's a crime, especially if it's a legal activity going on. And this is not a legal illegal activity, but this is an immoral illegal activity.
Because
you had a husband and wife contract. So I called my husband on a three-way. First, she said, my chest tightened up, and I started seeing white stars. Last time that happened to me, Larry Singleton had punched me in the jaw. That's the last time my chest tightened up and I saw white stars. Larry Singleton damn near knocked my ass out. So I know the feeling.
Oh, dude.
Anyway.
You can relate. Anyway.
I called my husband on the three-way, and he hung up when I asked him about his cousin. Now, listen to this. He hung up. He won't talk about it at all. And if I bring it up, he locks himself in our guest bedroom.
What?
You can do that?
He's a little boy.
Wait
a minute, man. You can do that?
Yeah.
Tommy, Kim.
No.
Next time you're having an argument with your wife, walk away and lock yourself in another room. That whole damn door will be on fire.
Yeah. It would.
Boy.
Man.
Now, I'll tell you what, that'll be the last time you go in there because you'll be walking down the hallway and all the doors is gone. I didn't even know you could do that. Now, here's a question. I want to know what money he's using to pay her bills. What? Sure. You want to know what money he's using to pay her bills? Let me ask my radio listening audience a question. When have you ever heard of another money?
Right. What does it matter?
She said, I want to know what money he's using to pay her bills. What you mean, what money? Who on this show has ever heard of another money?
No, can't say that I have.
Ain't no other money.
What that's that?
No. Yeah.
All this money over here, this mine.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So if I'm paying your bills, it's got to be because you can't use nobody else's money to pay somebody else. You can't do that. Who giving you their money?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog, I know you got this girl, man. Just take money and pay her rent and her car. No, boy. Who do they? You can't go to the bank. Excuse me, I like to take out a loan. Yeah, what is your loan for today, Mr. Harlan? I got a chick on the side, and I won't pay her car. And you want to borrow money to do that from us? Yeah.
Who do I see about that?
Sir, step away from the counter.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, here's the other one. Why would he marry me if he's been with her all along? Well, it's called an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to keep that a secret. Here's the last question. Why won't he tell me what's up? What the hell you don't know? What you want him to? You just told us what was up. We know what's up.
Yeah.
Now you say, why won't he tell me what's up? I think really because you stupid. That's what I really think.
Yeah.
Why would he have to tell you something? You got all the information in this letter right here.
Leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter Podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.